The Darfur conflict is getting worse. Christians remain to help. New leaders in Turkmenistan may continue policies that hurt Christians. And Sri Lanka marks 2 years of post-disaster with growth. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Muslim against Muslim violence in Darfur, Sudan continues. It's already killed tens of thousands of people and forced millions into camps. Christians are reaching out to the displaced. Partners International's Mark Bardwell says the situation isn't getting any better.
It's not only not getting better, it's actually getting worse. The security is so unstable for any NGOs trying to work in the area that more and more of them are leaving. In fact, the UN is now pulling out a lot of their people out of that area.
They work with nationals, providing food and other aid, and they're not pulling out. Bardwell says 2,300 blankets are needed to get them through the winter, which is going a long way to open doors for the gospel.
When people that share your same belief system are destroying your homes, killing your family, raping your women, and then, you know, they go in as pastors and they are bringing supplies and just caring for them, and that's opening a lot of doors.
$15 purchases a blanket. Go to our website if you'd like to help. Next, Christians are not hopeful that policies will change in Turkmenistan, a country that ranks 13th on Open Doors World Watch list of countries that allow persecution of Christians. Turkmenistan's president and dictator Supermurat Niyazov died suddenly last week of a heart attack. According to Forum 18, victims of Niyazov's harsh policies against Christians say transition leaders vow to continue his policies. While the evangelical church is small, pray that they'll be allowed to share their faith. Today marks the 2-year anniversary of Sri Lanka's tsunami. Sadly, corruption as well as ethnic and religious violence are blocking foreign aid for many survivors. Open Doors' Carl Muller.
The civil war and the recovery from the tsunami continues to bring turmoil to that country. And pray for the church and the Christians there that they can continue to spread hope and light wherever they go through the gospel of Jesus Christ. They can also pray for the churches in those areas to strengthen that they're able to minister and meet the spiritual needs of their communities.
Muller says they're nurturing partnerships in a ministry package delivery project aimed at rebuilding the spiritual infrastructure.
In the last year, we were able to distribute about 100 of these ministry packages to 100 different churches in that area. And each package has hymnals and mats and chairs, musical instruments, Bibles. It's an entire package for a church to reestablish itself.
You're listening to Mission Network News.
People are feeling like they're just over this. Don't tell me another Katrina story.
That's Bill Horan with Operation Blessing. With so many natural disasters in the last 2 years, he says it's difficult to find volunteers willing to help rebuild where Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast. But it's a crucial need.
If people knew the true story down there, that there still are people desperately in need of help, that deserve help, that should be helped, I think they'd be more apt to come down and volunteer.
It's not just physical needs, says Horan, but emotional, mental, and spiritual.
The churches that have been able to reconstruct down there are overwhelmed with people looking for shelter, if you will, and I don't mean physical shelter. There's a great need for spiritual support in this darkness down there.
Go to our website for volunteer information. And Bhutan's king unexpectedly stepped down earlier this month, sparking hope that freedom of religion will finally come. Gospel for Asia's president K.P. Yohannan says Bhutan is a closed country, but hopes the crown prince will hold a different view on Christians. Right now, it's illegal for a Buddhist to become a Christian, and church buildings are forbidden. In spite of the oppression, GFA missionaries are at work. The people are receptive to the gospel, and many have become believers. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries, call 1-800-995-4828. Come trace the steps of a man who dared to give himself fully to God, risking prison to do so. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.